Exclusive, CBP One app migrants released into U.S., no asylum questions asked. By Randy Clark on September 14, 2024. Eagle Pass, Texas, the Biden-Harris administration released a Venezuelan migrant and his family onto the streets of Eagle Pass after they entered the U.S. via the CBP One cell phone app. The migrants said they were asked no questions regarding asylum or credible fear before being released into the U.S. Rodrigo, a Venezuelan national who did not want his real name revealed, and his family roamed the streets of Eagle Pass Thursday night in search of a place to sleep. After failing to find any open migrant shelters and with no money, Rodrigo was stuck looking for a place where his children might be able to sleep. Having just been let into the United States earlier in the day, he says he was not required to claim asylum with CBP officers at the port of entry or answer any asylum-related questions to gain entry under the Biden-Harris CBP One program. Rodrigo's wife was teary-eyed as the family walked the streets, hoping to find shelter. Together, the family of four, which included Rodrigo's 14-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son, had walked nearly 5 miles across the city. With no money for food or a hotel, the family had resigned themselves to finding an open convenience store where the children might sleep as Rodrigo watched over them. Breitbart, Texas encountered the family more than 4 miles from the Eagle Pass Camino Real port of entry, where they had been admitted into the United States and released under the Biden-Harris CBP One asylum program more than 8 hours earlier in the day. Rodrigo said the family had waited for a CBP One appointment in Mexico for 2 months. He said the time was spent making numerous attempts on the smartphone CBP One application hoping to garner four of the 1,450 daily appointment slots that allow migrants to gain release into the United States. The program allows migrants to enter the United States without having to complete a formal credible fear hearing before an asylum officer. Rather than providing the rationale for requesting asylum, during a brief interview, Rodrigo told Breitbart, Texas that the topic of asylum was not even brought up. Rodrigo says he was merely required to prove he was the father of his children and that Myrna was his wife. When asked if he was required to present a verbal claim of asylum during his admission processing or to tell CBP officers why he left his country or what he feared in his country, Rodrigo said, "No, they didn't interview us like that." Rodrigo says he funded his trip from southern Mexico and did not travel on a recently established secure emerging mobility corridor busing program that provides free travel, food, and security for those who have a CBP One appointment at one of 8 land ports of entry along the southwest border. As reported by Breitbart, this program was initiated by the government of Mexico after a series of binational meetings between the AMLO government and the Biden-Harris administration that expanded the geographical capabilities of the CBP One application to southern Mexico. The CBP One smartphone application is separate from the recently reinstituted Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan program, which allows up to 1,000 migrants to fly into the United States daily. Between the two Biden-Harris programs, more than 800,000 migrants are released into the United States yearly to allegedly pursue asylum claims or under parole status. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkG.